Graham, everyone loves it when you do the intro. For this special Patreon bonus episode, for the supporters, can you give us a cracking intro to this podcast?
Hang about. Who says they love it when I do it?
Everyone.
Who's everyone?
The critics are loving it when you do the intros.
3 out of 5. Mediocre.
Go for it.
Okay. Here we go. It's my moment. Time to shine. Can I do it in my own style? Do I have to do that? Oh, hello.
No, but right. I'm sure you would get bonus points with the crowd because they want to hear what's familiar to them. Do you know what I mean? They don't like being challenged or things changing too much. So start with an oh hello and then just take it. Run with it.
Okay. Oh, hello. You're listening to the 3 Minutes and 16 Second Podcast. I'm Graham and this is Zeke.
Hello.
Do enjoy the show.
Excellent. See, that's what they're going to keep on coming back for. This is what these guys are paying for. And I'm sure they'll agree, money well spent, because this is indeed the bonus episode. Hello to all you folks on the Patreon stream.
Oh, hello.
Graham isn't on the Patreon stream, are you?
What is it?
What's what?
The Patreon stream.
It's the stream where people give us money for the show.
I didn't know about that.
No, you didn't. I didn't tell you anything about it. No, it was mainly for my YouTube channel. People.
It was mainly for my pocket.
Mainly, you're not seeing a dime of this, but yeah, no. People sponsor, I guess. They patronage me for YouTube videos, and they get a little bit of extra stuff. So I thought we'd do an extra podcast for them.
Cool.
Wicked. Let's dive straight on in. This is totally off the top of my head. I wanted something controversial.
Sure.
Today we are talking about Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yeah, that threw you for a loop, didn't it?
Yeah.
What's your gut reaction when I said that?
I want to throw up.
I could feel your anus clenching from 200 miles away the second I said his name.
Lovely. Yeah, he's cringy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a little bit.
What is it? How has somebody like that got into power? I mean, I know obviously there's a story.
There's a strong precedent for stupid people being in power.
Yeah, I know, but like people don't make an overt point of pointing out that they're stupid. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so you think George W. Bush hit it quite well?
Well, no, but I think people didn't realise that until he came into power. That was the point at which, you know, he thought, I can afford to look like a buffoon.
Maybe. I just, you know, there's that conspiracy that certain people in power in the upper echelons are really lizard people trying to assimilate and segue into society and govern things from the inside.
Yeah.
Obvious hogwash. He has me doubting it. I look at him and think, you do look like you've skinned out a regular human, put on the skin, and you're now trying to, you know, converse like an actual human being. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of him. I don't know why people would be a fan of him, really.
That's like, the terrifying thing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It's just... I mean, obviously, if anybody's listening and they're a fan of him, you know, good for you, I guess. But
please leave the Patreon stream.
Yeah, I don't want your money. I'm not getting it anyway, but, you know.
People like that are useful, though, aren't they? Because when someone says, oh, I support Donald Trump, or I read the works of Katie Hopkins, you know, you can just avoid that person and not miss out on anything whatsoever. So they're quite useful.
I saw that tweet that he put up about the esteemed Daily Mail columnist Katie Hopkins, blah, 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 blah. And
yeah.
It's just like, what was he... Does he read?
It's almost like he is a parody of himself. You know, you never thought like George W. Bush could get any more baffling, and then along comes Donald Trump.
Yeah, but George Bush was stupid. He's quite offensive, I find.
Yeah, that's true. There is a difference there.
Really is.
If you sat down to write a character more offensive, you probably couldn't.
It's pushing it, but then who knows? Maybe he is just playing a character, and somebody has written it.
It wouldn't surprise. I don't know what's going on anymore, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, but why would somebody? I just can't understand. Like, what? Who's he trying to win over? Would you want to be president?
Racists and people who lack critical thinking skills.
I know, but like, would you want to be a president of people like that?
Would I? No. But you need to be if you want to get into power. And anyway, last few seconds, I'm going to close off with two words. Ivanka Trump. What a name.